The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's happening hundreds of times a day all across America. Good people from families you'd probably recognize overdose on painkillers.
And I yelled to him again, Charles, and he didn't answer. And then I ran in and grabbed him and I said, Charles, and he was gone.
But as heartbroken as his parents are, they have found some comfort because of a decision their son made.
What's it like to know that his heart is beating in somebody else's chest?
I think about that every day.
More after this. Like a lot of people, Charles Grugan decided early on that he'd be an organ donor.
He was checking it off because he believed it was the right thing to do. Not that he would ever be called on to do that. He had big dreams.
What his mother Eileen never imagined was that his time would come so soon. It was in high school that he became addicted to painkillers. By the time he was 30, he was on heroin. He was 33 when his mother found him passed out in the living room.
And he wasn't going to be coming back.
They honored his wish to donate his organs, but what the family never imagined was how honoring that wish would help them through their grief. Here's CBS's Kenneth Craig.
Howard Nathan of the Gift of Life Donor Bank in Philadelphia has witnessed how organ donation can comfort the grieving.
They hear that their loved one can save somebody else's life, and as many as 5 or 6 or 7 people. This helps them in a way we can't even imagine.
Charles's organs were tested and cleared for diseases and damage. His kidneys, liver, and heart went to 3 strangers.
And because of that, his parents couldn't be more proud of their son.
He often thought that he would do something so incredible, and he did it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.